Not long ago, actors performed the life stories of Tampa Bay area residents as part of a week-long storytelling festival. WUSF's Naomi Prilo spoke to two St. Petersburg women about their personal experiences, which were played out on stage.
On a rainy Monday night in St. Petersburg, from the comfort of their seats in the front row, Rosalind Connolly and Marika Robinson saw their life stories unfold before an audience of strangers. The show at the American Stage Theater was a part of the third annual Story Days in Tampa Bay Festival earlier this month. On stage, actress Andrita Hosey described Connolly's story of leaving her all-black high school in the early 1970s.
In my 12th grade year, it was the mandatory desegregation of schools in Pinellas County, and I was sent to Lakewood High. I was in the Honor Society at Gibbs. But when I came to Lakewood, they are telling me I didn't qualify for the Honor Society.
The actress explained Connolly's feelings of discrimination.
A lot of us were already inducted and had to kind of like prove our way through. Well, guess what? I got in.
Connolly says watching her story on stage was interesting.
The highlights, the ups and downs, and everything that I've experienced having been a native of St. Petersburg and staying in the Tampa Bay area, it's just wonderful to see.
This monologue was a part of Your Real Stories, a nonprofit group that collects the stories of local residents. Founders Lillian Dunlap and Jay Sheldon spend up to 4 hours interviewing volunteer participants before creating scripts to bring the stories to life. Dunlap says their goal is to connect people.
What's important to us is that people hear other people's stories. And however they can hear it, that's the way that we want to present it.
Dunlap was seated near Connolly and Marika Robinson, whose story starts in Czechoslovakia. Robinson also happens to be deaf. Like the real storyteller, actress Elizabeth Bonney used sign language to communicate. Translator Carrie Moore explained how an accident led to Robinson's deafness and how a doctor believed her future would be limited.
And my mother asked him, "What does that mean?" And the doctor said, "Deaf means that when she grows up, she will never be successful."
The performer explained that Robinson was smart and excelled at school in Czechoslovakia, but there were barriers to getting into college. It wasn't until Robinson came to the United States when she was 37 that she could pursue her dream of higher education. The audience, watching the retelling of that experience, comically learned how strange that felt for Robinson.
I felt like a grandma compared to all these kids. Me? College? And they told me, "This is America. Go to college."
After the performance, Robinson said, through her translator, Elizabeth Sherwood, that sharing her story is a part of advocating for people who are deaf.
Now, I can do something to impact the deaf community here. I can teach interpreters to go out and be an influence in others' lives here in this country, in Canada.
Jay Sheldon, one of the Your Real Stories founders, says including everyday people in storytelling events is critical.
I'm very, very conscious of what a precious gift it is for someone in a position not of power to allow themselves to be vulnerable and to let you into their story.
Connolly and Robinson admit that letting strangers witness their stories on stage was nerve-wracking at first. But once the applause came, they say it was worth it. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Naomi Prilo.